Ready, Neil? Okay, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thankful for this opportunity to hear from you. These great people did not come to hear from me. They came to hear from you, dear Lord God. So according to Isaiah 50, I thank you for a word in season to them that are weary, that my teaching today is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it is in demonstration and manifestation of your spirit and of power. And Father, we pray not for our church alone, but Father, we pray for our friends down the street at New Hope, dear Lord God. We pray for right next door at Corona Friends, at North Point, over to the east of us, dear Lord God. We pray for the Anglican Church, the Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Lutheran Church, the Baptist Church, Heavenly Father. We pray, dear Lord God, that you will pour your spirit out upon Corona, Father God. And we pray for the 90,000 here that don't know you. We thank you for their salvation. In Jesus' name, let all who agree with that say, amen, 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 amen. So today we're going to conclude our sermon series, All In. Say All In. But I have a question for you. What are the differences between the very first church, and the churches you see here in Southern California? Now, that includes New Day, of course, but also includes the churches you all have come from. Most of you are what we call transfer. I mean, you transferred here from another church. You were going to a church in Long Beach or L.A. or somewhere, and then you moved to Corona, this area, and you begin to look, and then you found us, and here we are. But I want to look at some of the differences. Now, the sermon title is All In, All In. Now, this is part four, and we're going to conclude today. Now, what we had been looking at is that after Jesus, on Easter, he died, he rose again. We have this big Easter celebration, or we call it Resurrection Sunday here. But then the Bible tells us that Jesus was here on this earth for 40 days after he rose. Now, he rose so we can have our salvation. He rose for that shed blood for the remission of our sin, okay, and all power in his hand. So now he has authority over death. So he stayed here 40 more days, though. And we looked at that. What were those 40 days about? Well, after the 40 days, he went on to heaven. He told the apostles that were there, it was 120, to go to Jerusalem and wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. They waited 10 days. On the day of Pentecost, which is an Old Testament celebration day, the Holy Spirit fell. And the 120 that were there, they began to speak in the language of those that were in that area. Okay, now, for what we call Easter or Resurrection Day, in the Bible, it's Passover Day. And so it was the high Passover, so there were about 250,000 or 300 people who had come from, Jewish people who had come from other countries, they had come to Jerusalem. Now, they were there for this holiday or this celebratory day, okay? So they're there, and then many are there for an extended time, and then they hear the noise of the Holy Spirit falling, and everybody rushes to see what's going on. And as Peter stood up to explain everything, we preached this last week, that 3,000 people came to Christ. 3,000. It went from 120 to 3,000 like that. Wow, now that's church growth. Okay. Now, these 300,000 people, in that area, 3,000 have come to the Lord, and they formed this church. Now, let's pick it up here, and we're going to look at something. Beginning in Acts 4, verse 32 through 37, they're on your handout. Verse 32, it says, all the believers were united in heart and mind. Now, I'm asking you to look at the differences between that church and our current church. Not everybody's united. In fact, a lot of us are separated. We got our own ideas. That's why we have so many denominations. Many years ago, there was a group called the Anabaptists. They really emphasized baptism, and that's where we get the Baptist from, okay? But then it just wasn't enough to be Baptist. Became American Baptist, Independent Baptist, National Baptist, Southern Baptist. They just began to, it wasn't united, okay? This group, they were united in heart and mind. And by the way, there were no denominations early on. It's something that we came up with, okay? And it says here in a verse, it says, and they felt that what they owned was not their own. So they shared everything they had. Again, there's another difference. After this message, you're going to get a chance to receive an offering. You know that. That's our normal, you know, liturgy. That's how we do service. But we're raising money for BJ to have a laptop. We raise first service, give you guys an opportunity also to take what you have because you're blessed. Well, Pastor, you're blessed. You got cable TV? You're blessed. You have a TV, you're blessed. Do you know 92% of the people in the world don't have a television? You're blessed. And they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had. Verse 33. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. 34. There were no needy people among them. Let's go back to 33. Because God's great blessing was upon them all. And I said it in first service, I'll say it again here, okay? I choose to stay united with my wife. I need you guys to get this. It's a choice. Most of the time, Jack and I have a disagreement. I think I'm right. I think I'm right. Now I'm looking at her, now I got a choice. I can push it and prove to her that I'm right, or I can work for peace and stay united. Now, which one is God going to bless? Now, see, some of you, it's more important to be right. Or, as I mentioned before, some of you want to be heard. Listen to me! Listen to me! Okay, now he's listening. And where's the Spirit of the Lord right now? Grieve, because now there's division. See, if you have one vision, that's good. If you have two visions, you got division. I choose to be of one mind. Psalms 133 says how good and pleasant it is when the brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, because there God commands a blessing. I need that commanded blessing. I got a whole sermon series on that. I never preached it here, but I have one. And it's called the commanded blessing. I need that commanded blessing. I need for God to say, this is the blessing, okay? Catch, Abraham. Okay, Abraham. No, I'm using, she's ducking. Y'all should have seen something at Lisa. She, like that Matrix, you know. She, okay. okay. But here's the deal. The blessing is here. I command the blessing there. I need that commanded blessing to come and rest on me in my marriage, on my life, my finances, my family, my house. I need the commanded blessing. I don't need to be right. I don't need to be heard. People crack me up. Okay, anyway. 34, there were no needy people among them because those who own land, okay, you got the haves and the have-nots, watch this, because those who own land or houses would sell them. That's unheard of here. I mentioned two Sundays ago, we're looking to purchase this building. It's going to purchase it, and we're going to make it ours and all that. You know, I've been talking with a group of people that, you know, here that we're going to put in a plan together, a strategic plan. You'll get it in about a month and a half or so. But here's the deal. I'm looking at what we need to do versus where we are. I own some property in Houston, Texas. It might come down, or we might have to sell one and take the proceeds of the blessing here. But reading this, why not? But see, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me keep going. Okay. Who own land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need. You have to care about people. You can't, you know, Book of James says, you know, you just can't go to brother and look at him, he's hungry, and say, well, be blessed and keep going. And say, you have faith? If you have faith, you'll be evidenced by your works. I can tell what you believe by how you behave. You have faith? Faith in action. Let me see it. 36. For instance, there was Joseph. Here's a guy named Joseph, the one of the apostles nicknamed Barnabas. Joseph was so amazing, they gave him a nickname, Barnabas. Barnabas means son of encouragement. Barnabas, in my opinion, was a guy that's, he's just a blessing going somewhere to happen. He's just one of those kind of guys. He's just, you know, he's just going to love people, encourage people. You know, you have those people that, and I shared this with the praise team. One of my goals, I met with them on Thursday night. One of my goals is that whenever someone comes to me and leaves me, I want them feeling better than when they encountered me. Not even if they came to me when they're sad, just even if they're happy, I want them walking away happier. Because I'm looking at this guy Barnabas, I want some of that. That's a good way to be. I'm not naturally wired that way. I'm just a fat, get it done, make it happen kind of guy. You know, go, 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 go. But, you know, my wife is more like, love everybody. Let's take time and smell the daffodils and walk through the tulips and all of that. I'd have been like 3 miles down the road by the time she's still sniffing on a flower. But here's the thing about Barnabas, okay? He was the son of consolation, and he was from the tribe of Levi and came from the island of Cyprus. He sold a field that he owned and bought the money to the apostles. That was nice. Now, turn your hand out over, please. But there are some believers that are not all in. Now, hear this, too, because I'm not, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So I don't condemn anybody. Please, hear my heart when I'm saying this, okay? I'm doing my best to edify and encourage everyone. Now, in Acts 5, we're going to go from chapter 4 to chapter 5. Now, watch this. Verse 1 says, but. Now, anytime you see the word but, it cancels out anything that was before it. Got it? You know it. So, you know, you're talking to your wife or your husband, and you say, yeah, I know. But, I know, but. That means, I hear. No. But, let me tell you this. So now we got a but here, and let's see what it's here for. But there was a certain man named Ananias who, with his wife Sapphira, sold some property. Same thing that Barnabas did, right? Sold some property. They handled it a little differently. Verse 2. He bought part of the money. Say part of the money. Okay. Claiming it was a full amount. It wasn't the problem that he bought part of it. It's what he tried to disguise it like it was a whole thing. Why was that so important to him to do? What was his motivation? What was his reason? What was the desired outcome? What's the desired outcome? It's just me. Say, it's just Pastor Tony. I think, it's not in the Bible, it's just me. I think he wanted the same kind of attention that Barnabas got. You got to be careful. You got this big deficit. Look at me. Listen to me. Notice me. Here I am. Don't overlook me. Okay. He bought part of the money to the apostles, claiming it was a full amount. With his wife's consent, he kept the rest. Verse 3, then Peter said, Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? Now, I need you to see this. Why did you let him? Meaning, it's up to you. You have an enemy who goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There are those he may not devour. Paul said in Ephesians 4:27, don't give place to the devil. That means you can give place. You can open up the door. You can be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, people from apostolic background, they always say, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Bless God. Every time they get up to say something before service, every one of them, you stand before the congregation, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's cool. You can still give place to the devil. And we see here that Ananias did. Why have you let Satan fill your heart? You let Satan give you thoughts that are not ungodly and make you do things. You don't have to. I've seen people all upset. I couldn't help myself. Yes, you could. Abraham, I want to use you one more time. If Abraham is coming at me, screaming at me like he's going to knock my head off, he's coming to me, come, like he's yelling, and I put a gun on him. Oh, I just motivated him to go sit back down. Now, he would say later, I couldn't help myself. Oh, now that I have this 44 or this 9mm in your forehead, right, detective? Okay, he's going to back down. Oh, now, where did you get the energy now to control yourself? Like, I want to live. Well, I think about it. I choose not to have a gun to motivate me. Jack is doing something, saying something. I'm like, I got this. Name of Jesus. Okay, dear, not a problem. I hear you. Let me make sure I understood what you're saying. Tony, that's not what I'm saying. Well, let me try it again. This is what I heard. Okay, we're gonna work out. Because I'm gonna have unity. I'm gonna have the presence of God. I am. Thank you, Elder. Amen. You can control yourself. You don't have to let him fill your heart. You lied to the Holy Spirit and you kept some of the money for yourself. The property was yours to sell or not sell as you wished. You didn't have to do this. And after selling it, the money was also yours to give away. You can do what you want to. It's your money. Nobody making you. And this is where you got to watch it, because people that generally act like this, you've been traumatized as a child, and you have not allowed God to heal your heart. The stuff that my daddy said to me, my daddy, and this is a recording, I won't tell you what he said, and he would call me some names. One of them started with an M, ended with an R. It's about that long. That's what I endured as a kid. Proceeded by the word black in front of it. Man, you're just as dark as I am. But anyway. That's not me. I choose, but I'm a child of God. Didn't you just sing that? He says, and after selling the money was yours, also yours to give away. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God. And it could have been, that's what I believe happened. But sometimes, too, we're afraid to give to God. We're afraid to give because we think we're going to lose. It's not going to be enough. I failed to do this, and I wish I had done it now, but I was going to have everyone today, you're going to get an orange and an orange seed when you came in. Because the orange, the harvest, is always bigger than the seed. If I can get you to understand, but see, some of you just hold on to the seed. You think you got, you so blessed because you got some seed. Not God, you have. You have some seed. And if you let that go, you'll have an orange. And guess what's inside the orange? More seeds. Do the math. I'm not selling my house to help no church. Fine. When we get to heaven, you're going to wish. Why not? Like, I can't buy another house. I bought that one. What, like they're running out of houses? Scarcity. But here we go, verse 5. I heard you. Verse 5. As soon as Ananias heard these words, he fell to the floor and died. Again, that's a big difference between the first church and this church. See, right then, I'm like, you know what? And on a serious side, we might not physically die. I don't want to spiritually die. Take not your spirit from me, Lord. Don't let me lose your spirit. And don't let me be so in fear that I got to hold on to everything I have. Everyone who heard about it was terrified. Verse 6, then some young men got up, wrapped him in a sheet, and took him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, was this the price you and your husband received for your land? He gave her a choice. Yes. She replied, that was the price. And Peter said, how could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the Holy Spirit, test the Spirit of the Lord like this? The young men who buried your husband are just outside the door, and they will carry you out also. Out too. Verse 10, instantly she fell to the floor and died. When the young men came in and saw that she was dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Verse 11, great fear gripped the entire church and everyone else who heard what had happened. That would have made me afraid too. Let's look at verse 3 again. Let's recap. And Peter said, Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? I need you guys to focus on this. The thought you get is satanic. Anything that's going against God is of the devil. It is. Four things I want to share with you. One, Satan wants to stop you from being fruitful and multiplying. The very first command God gave was be fruitful and multiply. And if you're going to sow some seeds, the best place to sow some seed is guess where? It's in gospel, it's in good ground. Ground that's going to have a 30, 60, and 100-fold return. BJ and his wife, this is good ground to sow into. What are they doing? They're not going to take your money and go buy a Mercedes with it. And we say, oh, my pastor rather than a BMW. Good for your pastor, okay? That's fine. But what are we supposed to be doing with our money? And what happens with Satan? He gives you the scarcity mentality. Well, it's not enough. It is enough. You know, there's enough resources in America right now for everyone, all 330 million people to be a millionaire. Second thing I want you to understand, the gospel has to be financed. Has to be financed. He can't do what he needs to do without finances. He can't. Well, we're just going to pray for him. Pray what? What are you praying? What are you asking God for? Help him, Lord. Okay, how does that help come? Every blessing you're going to ever receive is going to come through the hands of someone else. And you don't want, here's the thing, you look for help, but you don't want to help? Book of James talks about that. Faith without works is dead. Third thing, God can do more with your 90% than you can with your 100%. People don't want to tithe. You don't want to give 10%. And I've only done one series at all the years on tithing. I really have. But here's the gist of it. Giving 10%, hear my heart, okay? I'm not trying to get something from you. I'm trying to get something to you. Hear my heart. Amen. People say, well, tithing went out with the Old Testament, with the law. Tithing came in before the law. Right. Abraham tithed. Jacob tithed. And even Isaac gave it in the time of famine. He sold in the land. And when it was lacking, you guys wait for favorable times. No, 10% belongs to the Lord. It does. No way around that. Well, that went out what Jesus understands my heart. I believe he does. And it's probably freaking him out. You know what I mean? He's probably disappointed. And you got to ask yourself, when you get into resistance, why am I in resistance? Why is it I don't want to give? Why don't I want to give? No, he's talking 10%. Why? Even some of you are feeling right now, until our first time guest, please don't feel no obligation, okay? Really, okay? Don't. That's not what this ministry is about. But I want to bless you. One of the things we're doing with for BJ and some other missionaries, we've created, and we're almost all the way there with a missions organization called Greater Works International. You guys are going to have a chance to partner individually directly with missionaries. Because Jack and I are looking at how can we bless our people more? How can we help them be blessed? So here's a channel of giving. Because in Philippians 4, it says, when you bless the missionary, now my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so the next time when the Johnson's family, when they come back here, you know, you guys are get to have a little get together, a little fellowship in the backyard, invite your friends over and love on them and all that. It won't be me and Jackie trying to drive all over America, trying to take care of all the missionaries and all that. Y'all can help us. And y'all will know them. You can support them on a monthly basis. You send money directly to them, and they can send reports to you about what's going on. And if you get a chance, you can visit. That's what we want to establish. So when somebody says to you, you in the missions? Yes, I am. And here's my missionary. Ha! Last thing. There is somebody somewhere in the world waiting for you to play all in. Real quick. Here's this. Praise team, come forward. Here's this. Listen to me, okay? Please, everyone hear me. I'm not bragging, but I need you to understand something. What I'm teaching you now, I didn't know. I grew up in a church. I didn't know. Went to church all the time. I didn't know, okay? All the time. Lived at the church. Even during a week, okay? But here's the thing I've learned since then. I've learned. The earth will be filled with the glory of the knowledge of the Lord. It's from the book of Habakkuk, okay? It's going to go forth. I got a choice to participate or sit back and miss out. I can get so focused on just wanting my needs met because I like watching the NFL, and I'm not downplaying that. Whoever makes the NBA Finals, I'm going to be watching. I love going to the games and hanging out. I like the good life like the rest of you. I enjoy being down in San Diego. We had a good time walking, enjoying the beach and all that. We love life just like you love life. But why did he put me here? And since I've come to that understanding, this is Tony Dunn from Compton, abusive father, passive mom, dad alcoholic, Jackie's parents, dad dead, a mom alcoholic, the whole nine, she pregnant out of wedlock. These two, Tony and Jackie Dunn, to me, mostly jacked up people. Right now, I believe about 20,000 people have come to Christ behind us. And through leveraging technology, I train churches all over South Africa, all over Brazil, in Mozambique, in Malawi, in Zambia, in Zimbabwe, in the Philippines. I'm going to teach at his Bible college next year. All of that because I just got a different shift in my thinking. It's more than just coming to church on Sunday. Ooh, the spirit was good today. And it was. You should have been in first service. Hallelujah. But what's going to happen tomorrow? They got to get on the airplane and go home, y'all. And they're just one of many. We need to be all in. All in. And for you guys here, it's just come to church, serve your gift, show up on time, help you, be in your department, you know, go to life group. We're not asking much. We really aren't. He's all in. His kids are all in. We've had people killed, and we're afraid just to tell the grocery store clerk to come to New Day. My friend Bruce, he's a missions guy. He has disciples in Pakistan. They got blown up by the Taliban. I'm sitting with Bruce. He's upset. He's crying. And then he smiles and says, "They're in heaven, oh Tony." It's such a. It's you can be all in. And we ask what. Bow your heads, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me to pastor better. Help me to teach better. Help me to be a better leader. Increase my capacity, Father God, to be a better pastor, to be a better shepherd for those here and those abroad. Help us all, dear Lord God. Help us, Father God, to tell others about Christ, your Son, who really was all in. And you were all in too, God, for you gave your only begotten Son.